Thank you very much. As she mentioned, I'm one of the Dallas-Fort Worth Clean Cities coordinators. We're here in the North Texas region. I'd like to recognize Pamela Burns, who's our other co-coordinator here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas-Fort Worth Clean Cities is housed at the North Central Texas Council of Governments. We're responsible for regional planning here in the North Texas region over 16 counties. I want to start out, though, by saying how excited that we are that North Texas gets to be the home of the 2010 National Biodiesel Conference. North Texas is currently designated as non-attainment for the pollutant ozone by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and this standard is only going to get harder and harder to meet, as you may have heard recently. And biodiesel is one of the many tools in our regional toolbox that helps improve air quality and, of course, fight climate change as well. In North Texas, we're lucky to have fleets such as the City of Irving, as she mentioned earlier, City of Dallas, Denton, Fort Worth, and Richardson, as well as several school districts like Denton ISD and the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport that are successfully using biodiesel in their fleets, which of course it helps improve air quality and reduces petroleum fuel usage. I want to again recognize Ramiro Lopez from the City of Irving, who, as she mentioned, lent the biodiesel shuttle out today. But Ramiro has been instrumental in making sure that biodiesel got started here in North Texas. We've been great advocates here of alternative fuels for a long time in North Texas, but really got biodiesel going with Ramiro's help at the City of Dallas, and now he's with the City of Irving. So thank you, Ramiro. In fact, we have approximately 1,720 vehicles reported to Pamela and I that run on biodiesel. We know that there's many more out there that we hope to get those reports on. And we also know that several of these fleets are also using biodiesel in off-road vehicles too, not just on-road equipment. Luckily, we have the support of the U.S. Department of Energy's National Clean Cities Program to support fleet efforts in relation to biodiesel and other alternative fuels and advanced technology vehicles. Clean Cities, for those that don't know, was created to advance the national economic and energy security of the United States by supporting practices that contributed to the reduction of petroleum consumption in the transportation sector, which of course biodiesel does. How can you beat that? It's great. There's approximately 90 coalitions across the United States. We have six great coalitions here in the state of Texas that are working to educate fleets and the general public, as well as implement alternative fuel projects in support of the National Clean Cities Program's missions. And actually, we have some of those coordinators here today, such as Jonathan Overly from East Tennessee. Clean Cities coalitions work closely with fuel providers and vehicle manufacturers on implementation of alternative fuel projects, and it's extremely important to have OEM support of biodiesel usage in diesel vehicles. Not only does this help us when we're out working with fleets and get them feel comfortable to use biodiesel in their fleets, but of course, once they start using it, it helps us achieve air quality and fuel displacement goals here in the United States. So with that, I would like to turn the microphone over to Mr. Ken Thompson from Classic Chevrolet and Classic Clean Fuels. Thank you.